You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
You're listening to William Hill's In Play Radio. Please stay tuned, please. Alex Dunn here with James Butler. Hi,
hello.
James. We are looking ahead to...
I'm a celebrity.
No sporting action at all.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. It's the biggest thing of the winter.
It starts on Sunday. What I'm going to say is you'll be hearing again from us during the process. Let's say that much.
It does develop. It evolves, yeah. Doesn't it?
And if you are listening to this in podcast form, then tune in to William Hill's In Play Radio. I can't promise live, up-to-date I'm a celeb action, but who knows? Stranger things have happened. It gets underway on Sunday at 9 o'clock on ITV. And the betting looks like this. Jenny McAlpine is 3-1 favourite. It's 5-1 for Jamie Lomas, 11-2 Jack Maynard, Stanley Johnson 15-2, Georgia Toffolo 10s, Shappi Korsandi is also 10s, 12-1 for Amir Khan and Dennis Wise. Rebecca Vardy is 14s, as is Vanessa White. Now, we're going to spin through the main protagonists. I will say that these prices are correct as of Friday at about 2:30. So just bear that in mind if there have been any massive price changes. We'll start with the favourite, Jenny McAlpine.
Yes.
3-1, better known as...
Fizz.
Fizz from Corrie. I was going to say I fancied her. I was going to back her on Tuesday at 8-1 and thought... This was before the full... It might be Monday. Before the full lineup was confirmed. We knew 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll hang fire just in case there's a real, you know, Scarlett Moffat in there, basically, who, of course, won it last year. Turns out there isn't, and the 8-1's gone. She's now 3-1, and I still haven't backed her. What do I do?
I still think you can, and I still think you should, because I think if she's anything like her character in Coronation Street, she's a soap legend, and she is the sort of person, I think, which people will warm to. She goes in there and plays like Fizz. Apparently, she's got quite a lively personality offset. Mm. She could be quite entertaining, and I think she has longevity, so to speak, in the show.
See, it's interesting, because I've never watched Coronation Street, yet I know who she is from appearances on X shows,
and
whatever.
She's been in Coronation Street for a long time now. So she's built up a big following there in Soapland.
But my knowledge of her is more as a person than a character, which is good, I'd say, because you already know that she is nice, and
I presume you like her as well. Yeah. So, yeah, she looks to be the sort of character that will go in there, be herself, not struggle to... Yeah, warm people's cockles.
Yeah,
She won't have to try to do that. So I think she should be really good in there. And I think the 3-1 on her is very fair at the minute. I think
the one to beat,
eminently backable. I mean, bear in mind, Alex, with this, there could be a couple of wild cards that could enter.
We're going to get to that shortly. Yeah.
But at the moment, she looks like a really good favourite.
Next in, 5-1, Jamie Lomas. Who's Jamie Lomas, James Butler?
He's a Hollyoaks actor.
I actually don't know who he is.
I've seen him. He plays like the bad boy in Hollyoaks. The key thing with him is it's the third time he's left Hollyoaks, which doesn't actually show you very much about his potential outside of that soap. Mm. If he's left it twice before and then had to go crawling back to Hollyoaks, then you can see why he's in the jungle. There's two types of people that go in the jungle. There's some that go in there to advance their careers and some go in to save their careers. I think Jamie Lomas is probably the latter. Mm-hmm. I can see why a couple of the ladies watching might be warmed by his presence in the show, but I don't think I'd back him at 5s.
Okay. Jack Maynard is 11-2. He is the brother of Connor Maynard.
Yes.
And you may go, well, who's Connor Maynard? Well, he's a singer. Jack Maynard's his brother, and Jack Maynard has also rose to fame on YouTube. Again, he is fairly likeable. And you saw last year with Joel Dommett, when you are a sort of slightly... I know Joel Dommett's a comedian, so it's slightly different. But if you are just sort of a nice guy who's slightly funny and is friends with everybody, you can go pretty far in this.
I have to say, last year, I didn't know too much about Joel Dommett when he went in. And you kind of write people off if you don't know about them. Mm. But if they go in and they are good on screen and they're likeable, it can take them a long way in the show. And if he's like that, if he's like Joel Dummett, then, you know, he's got 1.2 million subscribers to his YouTube channel.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people. If they all vote for him,
yeah,
that's a lot of votes that he's going to get. So, yeah, I can certainly see why he's third favourite in this.
15-2 for Stanley Johnson. That's Boris Johnson's dad.
Yes.
Why?
It could be interesting, couldn't it? Stanley Johnson has told the press that he has never watched I'm a Celebrity, so he could get quite a big shock.
Mm.
If he's going in there thinking, you know, you often hear people say, I'm expecting pizzas delivered, and it wasn't like that. Well, Stanley Johnson, I'm sure, doesn't stay in hotels that are like the I'm a Celebrity jungle.
Yeah.
if he's expecting it to be cushy, then I think he's going to get a big wake-up call. Boris Johnson's strange, isn't he? If he's like his son, Boris Johnson can be quite endearing, but he can also be somebody that you want to punch in the face.
Yeah.
So depending on which route Stanley Johnson takes...
Much like yourself.
Exactly, yeah. I'm going to be in it next year. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch him, because if he actually come... Yeah, people will probably have a preconceived idea of what he's going to be like, and sometimes they're the good ones, because if they actually turn out to be better than your preconceived notions, they may stay in longer than you think.
Georgia Toffolo is 10-1. I don't know who she is either.
She's made in Chelsea. Yeah. Quite pretty. Got her own lingerie range, like yourself.
Don't we all?
I've never seen Made in Chelsea, so that's the kind of caveat to this statement. But if the personality matches the looks, then she could have some longevity in there.
She could be nice. She could also be an absolute bitch. You don't know, do you?
She could be one that...
Can I say that?
Yeah.
I've said it now.
Yeah. We're not on, well, they use it on greyhound racing, don't they?
Yeah, that's true.
So, she could look good under a shower, under the waterfall.
Yep. Shabby Corsandi is 10-1. She is a comedian. She's quite funny. She could also be a bit feisty.
Yes. And the other kind of part of the I'm Celebrity is those that go in and stir it up.
Mm.
And she could do that, I think. She could be... Yeah, we're going to get to Dennis Wise in a second. He's another one that could be a bit of a catalyst to a few arguments here and there and maybe stand up for themselves. Shabby Corsandi could be interesting in this, because if she's funny, and she is, and if she goes in there and is likeable, and I think she can be, then if she's also feisty, people warm to that too sometimes.
Yeah.
If it's in the right, if the cocktail's right, people will warm to that. So be interesting to see how she copes.
You mentioned Dennis Wise. He's 12-1. He wasn't particularly popular on the football field.
Former Leeds manager as well, and that's my club, and he's not particularly popular with me, to be honest.
No. Dennis Wise, I certainly think there'll be quite a lot of football fans who are voting for him to do the first trial.
Yeah, and that could actually work in his favour. And he's got that kind of cheeky chappy kind of... He's got that potential to be a cheeky chappy. I think there's a flip side to him where he can have a bit of a temper to him. But if he gets voted in to do the first few trials and he takes to it well...
There's two ways of looking at it. One is, if he doesn't take to it, bad. Second, it's airtime. That's what they're after.
Exactly, yeah.
But I think he'll snap at some point. Or several times.
You sometimes find that the ones that go in there and snap and cause a ruction or two have longevity because people like to see them on screen, but they don't win it.
Amir Khan is also 12-1. Talking about, you know, people arguing and fighting. He's a boxer.
Yeah.
Boxers have done okay in this in the past.
Apparently when they booked him, he was having the public spat with his girlfriend, wasn't he, on Twitter. And that's all healed up now, so he's back with us. So that kind of any shenanigans are out the question. He's told the press that he has never seen a Bush Tucker trial, doesn't know what one is. So he's in the Stanley Johnson camp of probably haven't watched I'm a Celebrity before. So again... Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how he takes to that, because if you've never seen it, then and you don't know that you're going to be eating goat's testicles, etc., etc., that might be quite shocking to you.
So we've got Conor Maynard's brother, Boris Johnson's dad, and Jamie Vardy's wife, Rebecca, 14-1.
No, nothing about her. No, about her husband. Husband's quite good, isn't he?
Good at football.
Yeah. But I think there might be a little bit of resentment to her. She's going to have to take to people very quickly, or people take to her very quickly, because she'll be seen as being in there because of her husband and riding on his coattails. If she's not very likeable, she could be one of the first out.
There's quite a few who you may not like this year.
Yeah.
Last year was a pleasure to watch, because they
mix.
All liked
it. It was
other.
Nice last year because everybody got on. And
it was pleasant watching.
It was entertaining.
This could be a bit more gripping in terms of...
We probably need it, because you get two nice ones back to back, it might get a bit boring. This could be a bit more feisty.
Vanessa White is also 14-1. She is a Saturday.
I like her. I like her a lot. I don't know what she's like as a person, and I don't really know too much about the Saturdays, but she's very pleasing on my eyes. Mm-hmm. And I hope she's got a very nice personality. Again, under the waterfall, she could be quite entertaining.
She's quite quiet compared to other Saturdays.
Sometimes, though, Alex, in this, the quiet ones that go under the radar a little bit in the first few days, then blossom as a person later on, can actually be better than people that go in there, I am, and wind people up very quickly. So, you know, you never know with Vanessa White. She's kind of, a long shot here. That 14-1 could look like a very good price if she comes across as a very nice person.
Now, I tweeted a couple of days ago Jenny McAlpine, as big as 8-1 a few days ago for I'm a Celeb, probably the right price now at around half that, and since then she's shortened just a little bit again. I said she's the most likely winner of those in there now, likeability factor, but could end up going to a later rival this time around. We'll be watching with unashamed interest. I think it's going to go to a later rival. I don't know who it's going to be, but...
Well, I'll read you out a few names of the rumoured people that are in the contention. You've got Craig Charles. You've got Callum Best. You've got James Jordan, all his other half. Honey G out the X Factor. Ed Balls, the former politician. Ben Cohen, the rugby star. There's quite a long list of rumoured people. So all of those have got their
merits. There's only one that you've named there that I would actually think you could win, and that'd be Craig Charles, who was doing okay last time, obviously when he had to leave because his brother died.
Yeah,
but it's interesting. I just think that there isn't a standout there for me right now. Last year, Scarlett Moffat was short throughout in the betting, not in stature, although she's quite small as well. I think it's interesting. I think I've missed the boat on Jenny McAlpine. I still don't think she's a bad bet at threes, but I won't be backing up out of bitterness more than anything.
What you need to do is for Jenny to do something horribly wrong in the first couple of shows and then get it back again, don't you, for it to lengthen. Can't see her getting too much bigger than 3-1.
Okay. Is she your tip?
I'd take Jenny McAlpine as my hot tip.
Yeah.
I actually think Stanley Johnson is going to be interesting. 15-2, just a nibble on Stanley Johnson. If he is actually a decent fella and he's entertaining, he could have, what was that lady that was in there two or three series ago, the
Lady C?
Yes, if he could be like her, he could be the male version of Lady C. But I'll tell you what's good as well, Alex, and you're from the northeast, good to see Ampton Deck back as well.
It is, definitely, and fingers crossed Ant's okay now, because obviously it's not been the nicest year for him by all accounts.
He looks fighting fit on the pictures I've seen.
He does, and they make the show, don't they? Can't imagine
without
them. They're
absolutely brilliant, aren't they?
So Jenny McAlpine the tip at 3, Stanley Johnson to look at 15-2, and as far as I'm concerned, McAlpine the most likely winner, but just hang fire. Don't go max bet now, because you don't know all of the runners and riders, if you like. There's nothing worse than sitting on what you think is a perfectly good bet because you think you've seen everything, and all of a sudden they go, hang on, there's two more people, and you go, oh no, he is imminently more likeable.
And by day 3, some of those big prices might be quite short. So just kind of watch the show, see who you like, and then take your punt.
And do keep an eye as well on the live markets, if you like. You can bet live, can't you? Any full stop in play while the show is on, but also on the next to go when we come round to that, next trial, etc., etc. But enjoy it.
Winter's here. Christmas is nearly here. I'm a Celebrity's here.
Speak to you soon, and enjoy the rest of In Play Radio.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.